Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we are live. I don't know what happened to the music, but I'm sorry. Hey, welcome back, everybody. I decided to do a half-hour podcast for Alpha Star Radio. It's been a while since I have been on radio, but in lieu of the celestial forecast, I thought it was necessary to do this show as I am watching several people I care about suffer. So I just want to shed some light. Today is the full moon for March 23rd, 2016. It went into effect at 8:01 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time a few hours ago, and it is in the sign of Libra. Now, along with this, we are also going to experience a lunar eclipse. And this energy is very strong. 22nd, 23rd, and 24th will be the strongest as it peaks. But the next 2 weeks are not going to be easy, and so I want to go over this a little bit. I posted this on Facebook, and I'm going to reiterate this a little bit. This is also known as the Crow Moon, and anytime we're dealing with the Crow, this is the bringer of messages, sacred messages, and it's also the eyes of the dead. Now, anytime we have an eclipse, many Native Americans, and this is how I've been taught as well through my family helping me to be more in tune spiritually with the Native American aspect of things. The Crow represents, like I said, sacred messages, but when you have an eclipse, it represents a death and a rebirth. Now, I don't mean a physical death. I mean a death and a rebirth within your own life. It's nothing negative. You need to think of it as a more of a positive, even as much as we try and fight the situation at hand. Stars have much better to offer us, so we have to remember that. This is a strong energy, and Libra, we must remember, is the sign of balance. It's the sign of harmony, justice, and partnership. Now remember, the sun is also in Aries right now, and Aries is the ruler of war, blood, aggression. It's also impatience. So there's this battle going on between peaceful and harmonic Libra and aggressive and angry Aries. We are seeing it unfold, you know, right before our very eyes with the news in Belgium and whatnot. This is going to be a time for a great many of us for a very deep retrospect, looking deep within ourselves and evaluating where we have come, where we are going, and where we want to be. We as humans may not like the messages that the universe is giving us, but we're going to need this to grow both spiritually, physically, and mentally, and we need to move on. My best advice to all of you, and this is for myself as well, is to look deep within yourself and make the changes that are needed for a better life. Like I said, the next 2 weeks will not be easy as we are going through a waning moon phase. And anytime we're in a waning moon phase, this is a red light. This is a time of retrospect. This is a time of cleaning up around the house, cleaning up anything spiritually, cosmically. It's cleanup time. It's a time of thinking, not action. So remember that. And we should get through this just fine. And like I said, if you ever have any questions or are interested in readings of any sort, hesitate to contact me at alphastarradio@gmail.com. I do not have a website up at the moment. Now, I do want to say with this Libra energy, people who have a sun, a moon, a rising, a dragon head or tail, hidden or natal, in Libra, is going to feel this energy more than other people. Now, the main reason I'm doing this half-hour show is because I want to run down how each house and sign and how it's going to affect you so that you can understand the energies that are at hand and sit there and say, okay, this is a this is temporary. Whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm going through, it lasts between 24 to 48 hours. And you know that you'll get through this in the end. So let me go ahead and start with Aries. As Aries is, we're in the Sun of Aries right now, and this lunar eclipse is affecting Aries' seventh house. This is the house of marriage, partnership. Being said, be careful in this area, Aries, because the arguments can come with this placement within the marriage. If you're in a partnership or a business associate, this can affect that as well. So choose your words wisely, show some discipline and some diplomacy, because this eclipse is going to be a death and a rebirth for you, and it's going to teach you some lessons. The next is May, any kind of May souls, anyone born in May. Now remember, I practice the divine or Nostradamus method of astrology, so I focus on the housing system. You don't ever hear me talk too much about degrees or angles, as I'm not a modern astrologer. So if you are born in the month of May, for example, or if you're born in the month of April, whether you are an Aries or a Taurus, April, you are born in the constellation of Aries. If you're born in May, whether it's May 1st or May 31st, you are born in the constellation of Taurus. For Taurus, May, this eclipse is going to affect your sixth house. Your sixth house represents your health and your service to the world. Be careful, Taurus, there may be you may get a common cold, you may get sick. This may also send you to the ER, quite possibly. Too serious, I hope. This is also your service to the world, where you'll see a death and a rebirth come in these areas. And just go into them with an open heart and an open mind, and you should be fine. June, this is Gemini, June soul. This eclipse affects your fifth house. This is your house of love, romance, children, creativity. And you will see some changes going on in those housing areas and with that house. Well, let's hope it's positive in nature and all should be fine. And we go on to July souls. This is your fourth house. This eclipse is going to affect your fourth house. Your fourth house represents emotions. It represents family. It represents a mother figure, your home life. You may be very, very emotional. Cancers are emotional already, but this may make you even more emotional. And realize, like I said before, 48-hour period, things will get better after this energy goes away. Leo, August. This energy is going to affect your third house. This is your house of communication. This is your house of siblings, mental process. Leos may have arguments with their brothers, their sisters, misunderstandings. One piece of advice here for Leo is the mental process. You need to read things over and over again before you open your mouth, because with this energy, you're not focusing quite as well, Leo. You're at a disadvantage right now. So really read things before you say anything, because you may have read it wrong. You may have not gotten the gist of something, and Leo will open its mouth when it shouldn't. So with that being said, just watch your words. This is also the communication factor. With Leo, I would suggest maybe steering clear of any kind of public speaking for the next 24 to 48 hours. Just so you can get your mental process back on track. Okay, the next one is Virgo, September. And this is affecting all September soul's second house of wealth, possessions, and self-esteem. And what this means is there may be a death and a rebirth in this house with wealth, with possessions, with self-esteem. You know, it's tax time, so maybe you're going to owe to the IRS. There goes your wealth and your possessions. everything is positive in nature because, like I said, a death and a rebirth is coming in these areas. Try not to be too hard on yourself because, Virgo, I know for a fact you are your own worst critic. Virgos are incredibly hard on themselves. And it goes by, it comes with the nature of their stars in the zodiac, being Virgo, the puritanical organizer. You gotta give yourself a pat on the back, Virgo, and say, hey, job well done. Sit back, breathe a little, put your feet up, and take some time for yourself. Okay, the next one, and this is one that I'm mainly doing this show for because I'm seeing a lot of my Libras, my October souls, really suffering. And with the eclipse and the full moon being in Libra, this eclipse is right on you, hun. This eclipse is right on these souls. First house, this is your soul's purpose. This is where Libra is feeling the impact of the cruelness of the world right now, with harsh words and mean statements. And this is where Libra really has to get a hard shell on their back. Think like the turtle. Be the turtle. Libra, my best advice to you. This energy will fade in a few days, but remember, this is really affecting our Libras. This is also affecting dragon's head and tail in Libra. For those of you who don't know what the heck I'm talking about, when I mention a dragon's head and tail, I am talking about the north and the south nodes of the moon. They're not really emphasized much in modern astrology, but in my astrology that I do, they are emphasized greatly and usually are deadly accurate. Next one is Scorpio, and this is November. And this is another sign that is going to need some help, major help. And this is because it is affecting your 12th house. Your 12th house is your subconscious. Your 12th house is hidden enemies. It's forbidden knowledge. What I'm giving you right now is forbidden knowledge. It's hidden secrets, deep secrets. Scorpio, my best advice here is, how do I say this? Take time for yourself. If you're feeling that your subconscious is taking its toll on you, Scorpio being water sign, I suggest you get to the water. Even if you can't get to a lake, an ocean, or a stream, take a warm bath and let the energy of the water heal you since you are a water sign. And this goes for my Cancer souls as well, July souls as well. And this is also going to pertain to my March souls, my water signs. Replenish and cleanse with water. Clear your subconscious. It will make you see things a little bit better. And by all means, light a white candle and ask for the angels to be with you in your moment here. A couple of my friends who are Scorpio I know are suffering. They're very emotional and realize that this energy is going to disappear within 48 hours. Next sign is Sagittarius, December. This is your 11th house of friends and wishes. And Sag may see the beginning and the ending of some friendships. And some of their wishes may come true and may not come true at this time. This is the death and the rebirth factor. Realize, Sagittarius, that it will get better. And we're in a two-week wanting phase. And things don't really manifest with wishes and bringing things to us in this phase. Like I said, this is the phase of clearing out, cleansing, retrospect. I suggest you do that, Sagittarius, and by the next new moon, things will be put in better perspective for you. Okay, the next sign is Capricorn. These are January souls, and this is also myself. And this is going to take place right now in Capricorn's 10th house. 10th house represents career. It represents public standing. It represents father figure. And some January souls may experience a death and the rebirth in their career. maybe an argument with a father figure of some sort. This can also represent your public standing. And I know with Capricorn, with this going through Capricorn's 10th house, you know, Capricorn in the zodiac is the ruler of the 10th house. This is career. This is Capricorn. Go easy on yourself, because just like Virgo, Capricorns are very hard and critical on themselves, and they require a lot of discipline. And pat yourself on the back, Capricorn. And I know this from my own self. Be kinder to yourself. If something in your career happens to die, there's a rebirth coming, and it was meant to be, as we are victims to our own stars, whether it's good or bad, depending on our karma. And remember, Capricorn, you are a karmic sign, just like Pisces. These are the two signs in the zodiac that will always have karma come at them. Capricorns and Pisces will never get away with murder because of this. We'll never get away with thievery or anything like that. Karma will always find us quicker than most other zodiac signs. So remember, Capricorn, do good things, think good thoughts, and good things will happen. It is easier said than done. Trust me, I know. On to February souls. Aquarius, this lunation is taking place in your 9th house. And this is the house of higher learning. This is the house of foreigners. It's education, and it is the law. Some Aquariuses are experiencing a death and a rebirth in all of these areas. But this is actually very good to have a rebirth in this house, because it is of higher learning. And Aquarians are the astrologers of the zodiac. They are the new agers of the zodiac. They are the humanitarians of the zodiac. So with that being said, this is also a time of reflection and retrospect for Aquarius. And any connections that are made now with foreigners will be positive in nature. Unless you've met these people after a full moon, then they will not be positive in nature. So remember, the fluctuations of the moon have a very major impact on all of us by house and sign as well. Last sign of the zodiac is March, Pisces. And I want to elaborate on this just a little bit, this sign, because something very interesting is happening here. Now, for March souls, this eclipse is affecting your 8th house of life and death. This is taxes. This is inheritance. This is combined money. This is sex. And there is a life, there's a death and a rebirth coming in this house. But I want to say that anybody who has a birthday around 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, this eclipse is going to have major impact on that soul. I just had a child who had a birthday yesterday in this energy. It's going to have major impact on the soul. Depending on the soul's karma, it could be for the better or the worse. Go with it, but realize that because of this, this year in itself with this eclipse is going to change your life in the future. Hopefully for the positive, as I cannot look and see into one's karma unless I'm looking at your star chart. I can make a better assessment of that. I hope this helped, and I hope it gives you some sort of feedback and retrospect on what is going on with the celestial forces. Also, do remember that we do have Jupiter that did go retrograde. I believe it stays retrograde for several months. So with that being said, Jupiter is in Virgo. So for Virgos especially, things may not go quite as well as we wanted. We're going backwards in a retrograde, so the past may come back to us a little bit in this area. It will go away in a few months and we'll get back on track. But I think I've given you your full cosmic lineup for the next few weeks. Let me just check the Ephemeris calendar and make sure there are no important dates I need to go over with you. Bear with me. Sorry, I should have had this ready to go, beginning of the broadcast, but I didn't. And, yes, there are a few dates here I do want to go over for the end of the month here. Now, starting, gosh, I'm going to go and say, let me look here closely. Starting the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, possibly the 29th, this is a platonic phase. This is a window of negative celestial energy that's going to come. We're also in the waning moon, so any kind of negative scorpionic energy, you'll see the police very active. You will see this is the time, this is the criminal's moon, as I call it, where the murderers, the rapists come out. I highly suggest during that phase and that time I gave you, this is not the weekend to go out and celebrate and party. This is the weekend to spend it with family inside the home, cook a good meal, have a nice bottle of wine, and watch a good movie. Nothing good will come of going out in any scorpionic, plutonic phase in a waning moon. A lot of rapes happen at this time. A lot of crimes happen at this time. You'll see the police very busy. This is a time of, I'd say, high evil potential with the universe. And you'll see by watching the news in the next 5 days to come that this is not very positive or good celestial energy. And just to take my advice, better to stay home with a good book or a movie. Don't go anywhere you've never been before. Don't go into strange or dark alleys. And another good piece of advice with this phase is please check your bank accounts, because hackers love to get into your bank accounts and siphon out your money. I've had it happen to me in this phase as one of the do's and don'ts of a plutonic phase. This is one of the do's. Do check your bank accounts to make sure that there's no funny business going on. This happened to me several years ago. Someone broke into my checking account and siphoned out the last $350 that I had in there. I got it back and everything in time, but the sooner you check your account and see what's going on, the better. So best advice is over this weekend, check your account. Make sure there's no funny business going on. And we do have the next new moon on April 7th, and this is going to be in the sign of Aries. And my next podcast, I'll elaborate a little more on this. And thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining me. It's a short and small broadcast, but it does feel good to be back a little bit, even though I'm not doing this exclusively every week. I've decided to do some half-hour podcasts when I feel it's necessary, when the energy is down and we as humans can't understand what's going on. So I've decided to do a few of these. You'll hear me again during when we get closer to the new moon, but I've given you some warning dates, and our thoughts and prayers do go out to the people of Belgium. What is happening in this world is disgraceful, but please understand that from now until April 29th of 2017, we have a whole other year of this energy. The tail is in the Neptunius religious sign of Pisces. There's a negativity. It's negative energy. You're going to see more of these in the name of Allah. And you're going to see more people getting hurt in the name of religion, and because people believe that their God is the only God, when in reality all paths lead to God if you really think about it. You'll see more oil-related problems, water, flooding, tsunamis in the year to come. This is the negative energy that prevails every 18 months. The universe shifts, and we are now into a Virgo head, dragon tail, Pisces dragon tail energy. And this energy affects each and every one of us by house and sign. It affects each and every country. It affects each and every soul, even though some of you are agnostic to this belief and don't see it. those of us who are spiritualists, those of us who are alchemists, those of us who are astrologers, psychics, pagans, we see it. But we vibrate on a very different level than 99% of the world. We are the light workers of the world. We are the empaths. We are the spiritualists. And it's a blessing and a curse for those of you out there who can relate to me to have this knowledge sometimes. It's a blessing and a curse. I was trying to play some music by this beautiful lady named Leia, but it doesn't seem to want to play, and I don't know why. I was going to leave you with some of her music. There we go. Well, I'm hoping she's going to play, but it's some Celtic music. It doesn't sound very Celtic. I may have the wrong clip in. But I do want to thank everyone for joining me, and I will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Light and love, hang in there, and I'm always just an email away. Peace.